when the British rock singer Robert Palmer died yesterday. He left behind a collection of hits and a series of music videos that crystallized his image. Palmer stood in front, impeccably dressed. The crowd of models danced behind him, wearing miniskirts and high heels, facing the camera with glossy lips and glazed eyes. Independent producer Paul Ingalls has this appreciation.
It's 1974. I'm a high school senior listening to WMAL-FM in D.C., one of those great progressive FMs where the DJs would play album cuts just because they liked them. One night, I hear this incredible groove come on, which I learned later was produced by members of the band Little Feat, fronting this funky, soul-drenched voice.
There's a lady in a turban in a cocaine tree, and she does a dance so rhythmically. She's crying and singing and having a time. On that cocaine tree, look fine, but you gotta put on your sailing shoes.
Right there, where the singer's voice starts to get ragged.
Put on your sailing shoes.
That sort of singing for your life commitment came through, and Robert Palmer had my attention. The track went on longer than normal, slipping smoothly into a second song, then a third, Sneaking Sally Through the Alley, the title track from his first solo album, cut when he was just 25. The song, written by New Orleans musician and producer Alan Toussaint, was such a joyous, funky ride, I hopped in the passenger seat next to Palmer and happily rode along through the years. I became a college DJ myself and dove into each successive Palmer album, swimming in his rich blend of reggae, R&B, and funk, consistently powered by those Little Feat musicians in the early days. His first five albums, which sold only modestly, were, to me, his most varied and fun. Palmer changed his band, started rocking out more, and explored techno beats that placed his music in the dance clubs with songs like Looking for Clues. The synths and often heavy guitars powered his work through the 80s, including, of course, 1985's Addicted to Love. Palmer said he thought he'd written the national anthem. He heard it everywhere, and everyone seemed to either love or hate the famous video, but few seemed to miss it. And you have to admit, I mean, that beat, come on. My wife will tell you, it was, and still is, the surefire, never-miss song that gets even me up on the dance floor.
Independent producer Paul Ingalls, remembering singer Robert Palmer, who died yesterday in France.